Society's 31 Days of Horror.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's Zisu back again, E-Society Podcast. And this is the 31 Days of Horror. But before I go any further, it's the Nez.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? We're back. Another episode. This one might just be really short. This is a short film that I found on YouTube. And the title for this one is Clean Up. This came out October 3rd of this year, so a few weeks ago. It's put out by Burnt Mill Road. I assume that's the company, production company. It just says, in this horror short, a young woman cleans up a home of the recently deceased. Let me see. The writer and director is Jacob Arbiter. I think that's how I say his name. And yeah, there's some other producers and all that and everything. But all right, that was what this one was. But before we dive into it, what did you? This movie is only 3 minutes and 53 seconds long. But what did you think of this one? It was just short and to the point.
Yeah, and I could appreciate it for that. I really do admire, actually, this kind of, you know, almost, you know, anybody could do it. You could go out and, you know, you got your phone and you could create something like this, you know, really creative. So I really do admire it for that. And then even see the following that who put this out, well, you just said it. Who put it out again? Burnt Mill Road. They've got like 9,910 subscribers. So they've got a following, and that's cool. I really, admire the creativity, you know, to just do something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this was one. When I find these, I just see the thumbnail and go, all right, this looks creepy. So I just look at the runtime. I mean, I'll watch them if they're a few minutes. Sometimes there's ones that are longer. It just depends on what kind of mood and how much time I got to watch these films. But this one was really short and to the point. But yeah, like I said, the young woman cleans up a home of the recently deceased. I'm trying to see who these actors are. Maybe it says at the very end in the credits, but I didn't stick around to watch. I guess there is credits. Let me see if it says who stars in this. Written and directed by Jacob Arbiter. Cast Frankie Kevich and Grace Van Burp something. Sorry, Van Burskirk. I think that's how you say her name. All right. It says it right there. Duh. But with this one, it's I didn't catch any names. Did you? Like character names?
No, not that I heard.
Because it's just a story of Sandy Moyer. That's what she says her name is. I'm watching this. She's clean up, like the title says. I don't know what their title call after they have to go in and clean up a murder, or not a murder. I think it was just someone that died in the house, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, that's what she describes that her job is.
Yeah, so she's all geared up and ready to go in, and her boyfriend is the one that's filming her. So, she's just saying that this is what we do. This is how we gear up, and we got to go in. We got to wear a mask. They're mentioning that they got a call last Sunday of this person that was deceased, and they found the body in the bathtub. So that's where they got to go in and clean it all up. So they go into the house, kind of looking around. That doesn't look like there's any kind of foul play or anything going on. But then when she goes into the bathroom is when We see a tub, and it looks like there's blood on the walls and blood in the water. And she's telling him this is kind of a typical scenario on what happens when they find bodies sometimes. I like that her boyfriend was filming and he was going like he was going to throw up. I give it to all these people that do this job because there's no way I can do it. I mean, I've seen my share of dead bodies and I wouldn't want to see crime scenes basically or stuff like this. A friend of mine, she did an internship at a morgue, and just through text of her telling me some of the things that she had seen, I was like, oh, she doesn't do it. She doesn't do it anymore, but she's got a stronger stomach and sense of mind than I do, because I could not do that. I would just, that stuff would haunt me with stuff like that. I mean, even the things that I've seen in my lifetime, I still see when I close my eyes. But she's kind of just describing what she had done. And she forgets something, and then she tells her boyfriend to go out and get it. And I'm trying to listen. Oh. Okay. She's kind of like explaining to her boyfriend on why she does this job, saying basically it's just someone needs to do it, and she's respecting the people that I don't know if this person killed themselves in it, but she just figures she's doing good by doing this job. So she she tells him she forgot her gloves, and can he go out and get them? So he takes the camera with him and starts walking through the house. Looks like, I mean, like I said, it didn't look like there was any foul play in the house. So he's just walking around, and he goes out to the car. He hears something, and then he turns back around because he heard Sandy. So she runs, and he runs back into the bathroom, and then the lights start flickering. And then she sees Sandy leaning over the tub, and then we see this person with the scary looking face. I don't know. It was creepy. But the scene is really quick. This person is sitting there in the tub, and it's got clothes on, but a crazy, obviously it's a mask, but it looks weird and scary because the lights are flickering, and that person, whoever's sitting in the tub, grabs the back of Sandy's head and pushes it into the water. And then the lights go dark, and that's your movie. So it was short and to the point, but it was eerie. It was creepy. See, I mean, like I said in previous things, my knowledge is the horror movies, and I've seen enough horror movies not to do or go into these places. So that was it. That was your short. But I mean, it was like you said, man, it was shot really well.
Yeah.
Edited. It seemed like it was all just one shot, but I think there was a cut. But I don't know. I'd have to really watch it. But I mean, if you guys are listening that made this, I mean, you guys did an amazing job with this short story. But all right, I'm reading here. The first comment on YouTube, it says, "Do you know the legend of Creepy Martha?" And there's another movie to this. So. Okay. And it's called Creepy Martha. That one, let me see. Cleanup came out early October. Where's Creepy Martha? Okay. So this one we just talked about came out 2 weeks ago. Creepy Martha came out a month ago. So that one's only 2 minutes and 37 seconds. So we're going to have to watch that one and come back, everybody.
I guess so.
And talk about that. So But yeah, definitely check this one out. I'll put it the link to it on the East Society page, or just look up Cleanup, or look up or check out Burnt Mill Road horror short films, their page on YouTube, because it looks like they got quite a few on there. So, but oh man, that's how they get me with these when they try to tie it into something else. Brian and I fell down a hole earlier with The Devil's Got My Arms, and then it led us to I Can't Sleep or something like that. There was a film, I guess it's going to be a trilogy. There's a third film coming with that's not made yet. So we're like, oh my God. So now we fell down that hole. We're waiting for that movie to come out. Again, it's the shorts. So, but this one, all right, that's how they're getting us. They're going to make us go back and watch, I assume, the first story. Which is Creepy Martha, but you're gonna have to come back tomorrow night for that, and we'll see what happens and how it all ties together. Maybe it explains who this person is in the tub, and I assume that's Creepy Martha because they show a picture of that person in the tub. So, but all right, everyone. Before we get out of here, man, because did that pique your interest to continue with this story?
Oh yeah, definitely. Got to see what's where it's going.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe there's more after this one, but we'll let you guys know. So come back tomorrow. So until then, I'll see you guys next time, and be safe and party on.
Yep, till next time. Have fun, be safe, and we'll see you next time, you society.